climb in and hold on tight, KID crew. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3, online at KIDNewsRadio.com.
Hey, KID crew, it is a Thought Leader Thursday, and I am excited to have a couple of thought leaders in the studio today. Let me quickly remind you that we have our sleeping bag and blanket donation drive happening, and our friends at Club Apple stepped up, and you can drop off donations there as well, or right here at 1406 Commerce Way. So a big thank you to them. And they are in the studio. We have Steve Vukovic. He's the managing partner at Club Apple, and also Kate Long, who is the program director at Club Apple. And we were just having a really fun conversation trying to solve the world's problems. I think we got a good jump on it. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I think so. I think they should listen to us more.
Yeah, there we go, right? We know what we're talking about. Well, I appreciate both of you stepping into the studio. It's good to have you here.
I love coming in, so thanks for having me on.
Yes, and let's talk fitness, because right now, as you guys and I were talking about, there's a lot of tension going on. We're seeing a lot of impulsive behavior. And I don't know, I've got to believe that maybe getting into the gym and calming down could be a good thing.
Well, I think you're right. There's been many, many studies about exercise and depression, and it affects the same synapses of the brain as antidepressant drugs. So we wouldn't go out there and say, don't take your prescribed drugs, but we would say, start an exercise program and be very consistent with it. And who knows, maybe you can get off those drugs or lower the amount of medication that you need. So yeah, it's been a with the change since COVID, the statistics are out there that show much higher use of antidepressant drugs and much higher prescription written for depressive drugs than any time in history, actually, you know, per capita.
Fascinating stuff. And the data just continues to point to the fact that moving has a tremendous impact.
Yeah. Exercise has a wonderful, you know, impact on your mental health, your physical health. It just helps you feel better. I think we were reading a study a few months ago that said 17 minutes of exercise is all it takes to help your body and brain start feeling happier, start feeling lighter. Doesn't have to be high impact, but it's a wonderful, you know, 17 minutes. That's not a long time to invest in yourself and your like well-being.
And I think right now is a great time to remind people to invest in themselves, because we get moving in a lot of different directions. We're multitasking all the time, and that can be a little bit overwhelming. And I want to talk about this part of it, because sometimes it's intimidating for people.
It is.
To know how to do it. And I was in that category myself, saying, okay, I can do the walking, but I know these machines would be really good for me, but I don't really particularly know exactly the right way to do it. And you're thinking, is everyone going to see that I don't know what I'm doing? So my friend Kate here kind of hooked me up with a trainer. Shout out to Chloe.
We love Chloe.
Yeah. And it has been really fun for me to be able to get comfortable with this. I had quite the workout on Monday. I was kind of walking around and I was saying to myself, no pain, no gain. But it didn't last too long. It was just enough. So I know I'm on the right track. But I bring that up because I've got to believe there are a lot of other people who are maybe in that same category saying, I'd like to do it. I just don't quite know how to get started. And I have loved just being able to chat with Chloe and find out, okay, here are the things that are going to work for you. What are you trying to improve? And also, it goes beyond even that. It's looking at the nutrition and all the things that work together. So I'm on a journey, KID crew. I'll keep you posted on how it's going. But so far, I can tell you that I'm feeling a difference.
Well, I'm really excited for you. You know, I've been championing this for a while now. And so it's really fun to watch it.
Well, nobody is inherently born knowing how to exercise. And there's so much misinformation out there that it's staggering. And so, you know, people should know the intensity, duration, and frequencies of exercise, or whether that be strength training or cardiovascular training. And you inherently, personal training, everybody should start out with a trainer. And you mentioned investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, if you want to learn how to ski, you take lessons.
Right.
And that's all personal training is. You want to learn how to drive a car, you take lessons. Do you have to continue to take lessons after you become proficient? No. And some people, they lack motivation. They understand that. And they'll have a trainer for life. Other people, most people, once they learn the basics, they can then navigate their own fitness journey. But most of everybody that fails in exercise have never had a personal training segment in their life. And that's why we see a lot of failure in our industry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, but you get past that phase and you start seeing progress. That's motivating. Right?
It is, right?
Right. And it may motivate a person not to eat as much because they just had their exercise program. And you know what? I'm going to sacrifice a little here to get these additional gains that I achieved here today. And so it's something that a person just needs to say, I'm going to invest a few extra funds other than just my membership fee. And some clubs, some gyms will allow a financing program, essentially. We do, for instance, and we can spread the personal training investment over the length of a membership agreement. And so it doesn't have to be, you know, all the funds up front. And in addition to that, then you have group trainings that are available. So if you get two people that have similar interests in training, or three, then, you know, those costs can be spread over a larger number of people.
I love that. And I love that you're pointing out that practice makes perfect. And I think sometimes we get in our mind, well, I should just know how to do this. But I love that analogy of, we don't just know how to ski. You have to learn, right? And I am really loving the journey because I was enjoying Club Apple, doing all the fun stuff, you know, the swimming, the pools, all of that. But I'm excited about this journey. Kate, you said you've got a program, the Comfort Program. Is that correct? So we're almost out of time, but we're going to get to that.
Okay.
KID crew, I think you're going to love hearing about this, hearing about some of the different options. The timing could not be better because we're getting towards the end of the year where everybody starts thinking about those New Year's resolutions and accountability. Both of you have pointed to that. Sometimes we just need that accountability, someone who's counting on us to be there and do it to get us going in the right direction. There's a whole lot more to come. We'll stay right here in studio with Steve and Kate and be back.
Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew, because we are driving the conversation. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3.
It is a Thought Leader Thursday here on the Joel and Thomas Show. I'm glad to have you along. If you're just joining us, we have Steve Vukovich. He is the managing partner at Club Apple, and also Kate Long, who is programs director at Club Apple. And KID crew, right now, as we're approaching that end of the year, there's a lot of reflection going on. We're looking at the things that have happened. You couldn't write the script. a lot of things that have produced tension and division. And more we're seeing people get a little depressed and discouraged, and health is just kind of going out the window when you look at some of the statistics. So I'm on my new healthcare journey, courtesy of Club Apple. It's been a lot of fun working with my trainer, Chloe. I'm at the beginning phases, but I've been doing it just long enough that I'm feeling the difference. It's the small little things in the way that you feel. The energy is one thing that I'm noticing. So I'll keep you posted on how this journey is going. But before the break, we were about to talk about this comfort program. So Kate, I'd love for you to take that away and let us know what that's about.
Well, a lot of people don't like to commit to anything for too long. It's overwhelming, and we've talked about that a lot. That is a huge mental block. But we have our 30-day comfort guarantee. So you can come in, sign up for a membership, and you have 30 days where we just ask that you check in 12 times. We give you 2 free sessions with a trainer. So you can work out with a trainer, feel comfortable using the equipment, come in 12 times in your first 30 days. And if you're not happy, with the club, if you don't, for whatever reason, you can just cancel your membership. No questions asked. And we just want you to give us like a fair shot and give yourself a fair shot.
And 30 days is a great way to be able to do that. That's where you're going to see some of those real benefits. And that's pretty remarkable because you don't really hear that in the industry. People are, I can't get out, I feel trapped. So that's a great opportunity that you're willing to say, hey, here's your money back guarantee. We believe that this is going to benefit you. Steve, you talked a lot about that importance of investing in yourself. And a lot of the stories that we're seeing people really get more violent and impulsive, and a lot of this division and depression. And one of the other things that you and I were chatting about is this obesity epidemic. A lot of focus on our food and how it compares to other countries. And you were mentioning to me that you have got some insight as to something else that's been contributing to that obesity epidemic.
Well, if you just go back and take a look at the 50s, the pictures of people at Miami Beach, and you take a look at the current Miami Beach pictures, and you'll see that the obesity problem, and there's morbidly obese, and then there's clinically obese. And you're clinically obese, which means that you, if you took your blood samples, you're going to have various indicators that are pushing you into an unhealthy situation. And that percentage for a man is 25% body fat and 32-33% for a woman. And so if you took a look at that, those statistics or those ratios, you'd find that probably 70% of our nation, maybe 75%, fall into the clinically obese. And and we're finding as an industry that, or as a nation, that the youth is falling in that same path, in those same statistics, those same percentages, and that's a scary thing. In fact, my personal physician, this has been 10 years ago, he says, Steve, what are we going to do about childhood obesity? He says, I am treating 70% of my kids, that I see that are pre-diabetic.
As children.
And food is addictive, and it's probably the hardest addiction to beat if you think about it, because if I'm an alcoholic, I don't have to go to a bar. I don't have to go down the beer and wine aisle of a grocery store. I don't have to go to a liquor store. I can divorce myself of those situations. But if I'm obese, I have to eat. And sure, it comes down to choices, right? But the you know, the latest studies, and I say latest, I mean, this has been going on for 15 years, where they've been able to map the electrical impulses of the brain. And, you know, what we found is that the stimulation of food of the obese, that it fires those same pathways in the brain, the pleasure, as any other drug. And so it is an addiction. And if it wasn't, then we'd all lose the last 15 pounds. We'd all lose the last 40 that we want to lose, or whatever that weight deal is. And since we don't, then what we're saying, if you really take a look at it, is that food is more important than the pleasure of food is more important than the pleasure of me losing that last 15 pounds or whatever that goal is, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you can't take a look at it any other way than just an addiction. There's nothing the matter with that. It's just a fact. But with the, you know, the amount of sugars in our foods now, and if they don't, you know, it's sort of funny because they say, okay, there's less fat. Well, to get the taste up, they have to add sugar. So if you take a look at like a cracker, and one is low fat, you'll see that the amount of added sugars are higher. Box to box, side by side at the grocery store, you can just, so part of even, you know, managing weight is to understand and be able to read the food information that is on everything that we buy. That's also what part of personal training is.
They right.
teach you how to read that and understand, you know, the difference between the carbs and the proteins and the fats and the added sugars and how many grams. I mean, technically speaking, for a day, government recommends, and of course, we won't say that, you know, with our history of government, that they're the sharpest in the world, but 25 grams of sugar a day should be the maximum intake that we take. One Pepsi or one Coke satisfies that sugar intake for a day.
A whole day.
A whole day.
Man.
And so that's what, but that's not necessarily shared like it should be, right, in the public. And so that's the reason why I recommend, you know, everybody take a few lessons in their workout.
One of the great things about trainers is they help you to realize all of the things that you don't think about. How many mm-hmm. times do you drink a couple of sodas a day, not really thinking anything of it? You're drinking it. You're not worried about it. They help you start kind of making your nutrition more important to you, but doing it in a way that is accessible. So you start becoming more mindful of the things that you eat and how you treat your body.
So true. And I love that you were pointing out too, Steve, that it's not just about how we look. This obesity epidemic goes right down to how we feel and our health. Steve Vukovich and Kate Long, thanks so much for coming by from Club Apple.